out of the case.
Donna Jones. So Rob is, Will is.
Yeah, Will has, Rob has Salt Lake's proxy. Okay, we're live. So minutes from last meeting.
Move to approve.
Stuart, second?
Second.
All right.
It was.
Stephen, Stuart and Stephen, SNS. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Council membership. So we have been short an OMPA representative, but they met this week to plan their OMPA conference, and they have nominated for your vote, for your consideration to vote, Samantha Smith. She's the Bluffdale City prosecutor. Samantha, Sam came to our train the trainer last week, outgoing. I think she'll be a good fit. So OMPA has nominated her for your vote.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Stephen and Stuart. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all right. Sam couldn't be here today. She's got court, but she's excited and honored. Okay, budget review. Oh, and by the way, I will pass out before you leave the new council list and what the terms of service are, and let me look, who is up for renewal? Looks like we've got Stephen Foote, Randall McCune, Stuart Williams, excuse me, Troy Rawling. No, that can't be right. Anyway, it's a couple more years before anybody's up for renewal, so you're all good to go. You're ours for a few more years. Any questions on the budget? I just kind of highlighted some of the, you can have one of those. Just the main things that there were gaps, or it looked like there appeared to be holes, either where money hasn't been spent or money hasn't come in. If anybody has any specific questions about the budget. Hearing none. Moving on to secretary. So we did not get, I asked the legislature for funding for a full-time secretary, a benefited full-time secretary. That did not happen. But it's really past time for us to hire a secretary, and we do have the funds available. We've had a significant carryover for the last couple of years, which has, you know, helped build up some reserves. And so looking at hiring either a half-time or a three-quarter-time secretary would be well within our budget. I mean, we could even absorb somebody, if we were to hire somebody right now, we would be able to absorb that. And I think going into next year, we would be able to do that as well. What I have included and tab C, if you wanted to take a look at that, is the description for that. It's categorized as an office technician number category 2 here in the office, and the hourly range is, as you can see, the $12.45 to $21.12 an hour, and working up to 30 hours a week, that $15.60, we'd be looking at, you know, $19,422 up to $33,000 a year in a part-time secretary. Workspace is currently being held for this position. If you've been upstairs in our offices, they're giving her that secretarial spot that looks out the window. The office has said we could even enclose that if we wanted to. I don't know that we need to do that. And so my proposal is that I put this out. I'm going to be out of the office for a couple of weeks in May. So I was thinking if we started advertising this maybe the second week, third week in May, collect applications, and then when I'm back, we can interview. And I'm proposing that it be basically UPC staff that are on the interview panel, and if there's any council members that would like to be on that interview panel as well, we would certainly welcome you. But that's what I'm asking for council approval. I was thinking it would require an amendment to the budget, but really by the time this person starts, it would be like middle of June. We're at the end of the fiscal year anyway, so I don't know that's going to have any significant impact on our budget that would require any kind of an amendment, but certainly next year, you know, we would add that.
That was my only question, is if it's already in the budget, you don't need our approval?
Well, as I didn't budget specifically for this position, what has happened is we have come under budget on several, significantly under budget on several things, on several categories, and so there is that extra funds. What I was thinking of doing is creating the secretarial position and putting money in, but I realized, like I said, by the time that this person actually starts, it's right at the end of the fiscal year, and so I don't know if it's worth modifying the budget, but I can certainly do that and bring that, you know, to the June council meeting.
But in June is when we will approve the budget for the following year?
Correct, yeah.
And so you'll include?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, so for next year's budget, yes, the secretary would be factored in, and we would know exactly what, how much we would be paying that person, you know, depending upon what their experience is. So is there any council members that want to sit on that? Not that you need to, but you're certainly welcome to. Okay.
Well, I don't know why. I had like 3 people on my interview.
Well, yeah, no, it'd be you, me, Trent, Tyson, that'd even be 5 of us.
And I had like council people on my interview.
Oh, well.
Marilyn didn't even show up to mine.
I phoned him.
Yeah, I even phoned him.
Grandbabies are more fun.
I can't sit on.
Do you want to sit on it, Karen? Okay, that would be great. All right, thank you. Okay, Karen will represent the council. Okay, and I have been working on a things that they will do, that this person will do, and it's lengthy, and Marilyn will appreciate the additional help just because, as I mentioned last time, just state travel has implemented a whole bunch of new policies, and she's having to get multiple levels of approval for reimbursement checks and other things. Hey, Dan. And so she'll appreciate having some additional assistance with that.
Somebody hang up the posters.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did you catch that?
What?
Nothing.
No.
Somebody hang up posters.
Or take them down either way. It doesn't matter. If you know, you haven't put together the budget for next year yet.
No.
Are there going to be any concerns with these, the dollar amounts you've proposed?
No.
$30,000.
Right. No. We'd be able to absorb that. And that's a good point, Rob, is I've started gathering data for the budget. I know what our appropriation is, and I will factor that in to make sure that we can afford that.
I don't know specifically how the AG's office does this, which is probably, you're trying to stick with how they do it.
Right.
In my county, for the part-time, our policy is 29 hours, just to make sure
okay.
they don't hit the 30 hour.
Right.
But if there's something different in the AG's office that we should follow more closely.
As I've been talking with HR, they're just saying if we don't, as long as they don't go for 30 hours. So, and if we wanted to adopt and say 29, just so that we're making sure that we don't go over that. And I don't, and the way it was explained to me is that it's not necessarily 29 hours per week, it's, you know, the 15, 60 hours a year. And so I can certainly.
Yeah, the way I understand the federal regulation is in any given week, if they go over 30 hours in
yeah.
a given week, it doesn't trigger the benefit.
Right.
But it's ordinary and regular.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
And that, so I'll make sure that I know what that is and that we stay well within that.
So that provides a lot of flexibility for that person.
It does.
You know, especially when time, when we have an influx and there's going to be more times that are busy.
Right.
Than others.
Right.
So
right.
That would work out
great. Okay. And then what I want to do is then I would want to go to the legislature again next year and see if I can't get additional funding so that we can make this a full-time benefited person. Because I couldn't afford to pay a full-time benefited person, but I think I can do half to three quarters. Or I know we can do half to three quarters.
So just to be clear, this is just for like a head nod at this point, but it'll actually be in July that this would go into effect.
It sounds like you need some type of approval within this year's budget. It's not a budget opening, but to move funds.
I guess that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
I move that we authorize Bob to move existing remaining funds in the budget to hire an additional part-time secretary before the beginning of the next fiscal year for a position that's 29 hours per week on average.
Okay.
Second.
Dan, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Great. Okay, when you talk unusual prosecution expenses, is there's $25,000 that is budgeted for this. And I was thinking that, originally going into this, I was thinking, oh, well, I'm going to ask you to transfer the $25,000 from unusual to the secretary. But again, because the person won't be starting until so late in the year, we don't necessarily need to do that. So I think that there still is available $25,000 that has already been budgeted and approved for the reimbursement of unusual prosecution expenses, if in fact we want to do that, we meaning you. And if the answer is yes, then I would like to announce it tomorrow at Spring Conference, you know, saying it's coming out. I'm going to have a memo that we'll be sending out. Included in the packet is the last, it was marked, so it's been over 10 years. In fact, Jeff was on the review committee. It was you, and I mean, this is how long ago it has been. It was Jeff and David Blackwell and Barry Huntington that was the review in 2013. And so I think we need to just discuss how we want to do that. First of all, if we want to do it, and then how we want to do that, and if I need, and what type of expenses we want to reimburse. The letter or the guidelines that were adopted, I appreciate whoever put this in, Marilyn or Mark. These guidelines were adopted at Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon in September of 1996. And then amended in 1999. So it's been 25 years. Yeah.
Just so you know.
So it's been 25 years since these guidelines have even been addressed. But what this document is talking about is expert witness fees, travel costs that include transport, housing witnesses brought in from remote areas. And then it lists, you know, specifically by code, jurors and witnesses, state payments, subpoenas, different things like that, with the caveat that unless these fees are paid for elsewhere or by another agency, to pay for prosecution investigators to travel to remote areas for case investigations, costs associated with securing bank and other records, and the presentation of documentary or demonstrative evidence at trial. Jeff, do you remember as a review? I mean, I can see that we've made payments to, I think, Davis County at one point, but do you remember what kind of expenses were being requested to be reimbursed?
I remember something about DNA analyses when we were unable to use our state lab. I think they were sending back east for a while.
Yeah.
Seemed like there might have been one, a GSR gunshot residue, when that was still a thing.
Yeah.
It was mostly about scientific things. We did have a couple of requests, basically, where an entity just didn't want to pay costs that they could afford.
Right.
And we didn't, I think we didn't approve those.
Yeah, I saw some declinations in the file.
But, you know, especially like a really, like, Paiute County, if they go to add a homicide case, I think it's Paiute that has a very small budget. Some of those entities have very small budgets, and that kind of case can kill.
Right.
That's really what we intended, I remember, to cover.
Yeah. I think the disadvantage is if we're now telling people at the end of the year, we'll reimburse you for unusual expenses, and there may be jurisdictions that had said, well, if we had known that, we might have incurred the expense, you know, hoping to get reimbursed, but I don't know, as I'm talking out loud, maybe that's not the way it works, is they have to incur the expense and then we reimburse them.